All right, everybody, we're going to get started here. I'm going to go over some of the rules with the class before I get into the meat section, though, first. Feel free to start your recordings if you're not already. General information about classes with the university. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them in class.euni. Please don't speak up on Mumble. There's no need to speak up. The teacher should be the only one talking. There is no practical with this class. However, after the class ends, I will be leading a fleet down to the LOSEC camp area if you meet all of the requirements to join the camp, which we'll go over in the class. Feel free to join us. We'll be leaving out of Aldrapt. So if you're not there now, you can make your way there across the class. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Shigena Blue. I manage the LOSEC camp. I took it over from Astro Bandako, who used the camp in its prior iteration. The camp has changed somewhat over time, but it still maintains the same ideas. My EVE background, I started out with a mining character and decided that shooting asteroids was not much fun. Quit EVE for about 3 months, decided to get back in when they offered me some free time to play, and made a new character and joined the uni almost immediately after reading about it, and haven't gone anywhere else since. I have pretty extensive LOSEC experience. One of the first things I did was join the ILN once I got into the uni and took part in a lot of PvP. Back in about a year ago, there was a lot of fleets going out of Aldrapt. Some things have changed in university since then. But I have a feeling that a lot of those fleets are going to be coming back once Gibson gets the new ILN back up and running here. As soon as I heard about the LOSEC camp that Astro had run, I came down here and joined it, and pretty much haven't left. I've moved almost all of my stuff out of Aldrapt, and pretty much live completely out of Deudreda. I would say that a good majority of the campers also do the same thing, and kind of expect that once the NOLSEC camp gets going, which is, I'm sure, going to have its own class and on all the details with living there, I'm sure they'll do the same and move most of their stuff out to that location. It's perfectly feasible to live in LOSEC and move things in and out. It's not that daunting, as Gideon's class actually pointed out. Very possible to get around in LOSEC without getting ganked. We'll go over a little background about what LOSEC is. LOSEC refers to a low-security space in which Concord is still present, but only in the form of sentry guns around gates and stations. LOSEC surrounds all of Empire space and has a security rating of 0.4 to 0.1. The lower the security rating, the less sentry guns can be found around gates and stations. As in HiSec, a security penalty is incurred on a player that attacks another player unprovoked. However, Concord does not ride to the rescue to see that the aggressors are taken to justice. An aggressor in LOSEC will gain a Global Criminal Cooldown, also known as GCC. And sentry guns will open fire on anybody that is GCC flagged if they are in range of the guns, which is 150 km. Well-tanked ships can tank these guns for a long period of time or even indefinitely. However, smaller ships, such as cruisers and frigates can be popped instantly if they have a very low tank or within a round or two. GCC lasts 15 minutes. Whenever you gain GCC, your Concord security rating goes down. It also goes down if you blow up a ship that you aggressed, or if you blow up a pod, it goes down by quite a large margin. If a player has a security rating or sec status below -5, he'll be perma-flashy, which means that he's always able to be aggressed. You can attack anybody that you see that is GCC or perma-flashy without getting any standing loss. And actually, I should point out that perma-flashy and GCC are separate. If you are perma-flashy, you will not be aggressed by gate guns in LOSEC. So those nasty pirates that we call our -10 security status, they don't get shot at every gate they go to in LOSEC. only when they get that global criminal cooldown from aggressing somebody who is not flashy themselves. Male Duckface says that you can GCC with frigates if you're off a Gator station. I'd like to point out that by off there, he means that completely away from, not at a Gator station, if you're an asteroid belt planet, location like that, safe spot, someplace where there are no guns. Or, yes, at least 150 km away. Gaius points out to remember the rules of engagement of E-Uni. Yes, in most cases, most Unistas will not go GCC. We can against players who have a university or Ivy League standing of -5 or -10, which is completely separate from sex status. And the Uni ROE does allow us to engage anyone who is perma-flashy or has the GCC and is flashy because of that. What LOSA Camp is about? LOSA Camp is not a traditional event that the university holds. Don't expect to have your hand held out here. The camp allows you to play EVE as you would like, and to know you have it lets you know you have friends nearby when needed. You can literally think of the camp as a summer camp. You come out there, there's playground, a lake to swim in, a whole bunch of things to do, and you've got a whole bunch of friends camping out in one location together, protecting you from all the bullies that want to beat you on the head with the back of the stick and steal your wallet. There's many different things that you can do in camp, both PvE and PvP. Before I get into those, though, I do want to let everybody know about the programs that the LSC runs and funds. Right now is, well, I guess I would say 1.5. The one program that is definitely up and running here is the Promoting Recon Pilots program, which is managed by North Crossroad. And there's a link to his post. This is for a little bit more experienced members of camp. But it promotes pilots getting to a very handy, very utility class of ships, which greatly multiplies the it's a great a force multiplier in fleets. The other program, hopefully soon to be approved, is the ship replacement program. There'll be two parts of it. One is the camp hangar, which will store small ship hulls along with different fittings. So we kind of already have that program in place. It's just quite a few ship hulls. We're planning on expanding that to pretty much all the frigates that are useful, along with some larger ships like destroyers and possibly blackbirds, if we can get the minerals for them. Yes, Edward is working very hard on that, and I'm excited for when we have stockpiles and stockpiles of frigates in our hangar. The other part of the ship placement program, which I'm hoping will be approved here, it's just waiting on final approval, is a reimbursement program for some utility-type ships, interceptors, heavy tackle. Hasn't been completely fleshed out yet, but hoping it will be shortly. Some of the things that you can do in camp, as stated, I'll go over the PvE list first, because it is, I guess, the less obvious. Missions. There's quite a few missions that can be run in the LOSEC camp, and quite a few stations right in Dudreda. Anomalies. Anomalies can be found by using your ship scanner, which you can hit Alt-D to open if you're in space. It's also the same tab that, the same box that opens up your directional scanner. You can use your system scanner and just run it. You don't need probes or anything else, and you can find cosmic anomalies that way. And they can be run, they're little mini mission pockets, I guess, that have a chance to escalate. Typical exploration with probes, finding down cosmic signatures, wormholes, grav radar sites. You can typically find those all around Dudreda in the back systems. Mining can be done, albeit very carefully. If you do decide to do mining in LOSEC camp, it can be pretty profitable. We have found grav sites that contain crocite, one of the ABC ores. I believe right now mining Veldspar is about 170-ish per M3, and Krokite is pushing 400. So quite the difference there. However, you do need to be very careful and aware of who's in local, and have hopefully an experienced pilot getting you used to it before you just jump right in there. You can do ratting and belts. Ratting's just killing some of the rats in the asteroid belts. That's pretty self-explanatory. You get the bounty off of them, and they drop a little bit of loot sometimes. If you're lucky, you'll get a domination spawn in our local area, which is a pirate NPC rat, and it could drop faction ammo or faction loot. Planetary interaction is also something that can be done in camp. We have some plus fives to the uni that own the Pocos back in the back pocket, and I believe they have given us a lower tax rate than you'd commonly find either in high sec or a Poco that's owned by somebody who's not so blue to the uni. And I'll move on to PvP, which is the majority of people that come to LowSec Camp come here for PvP, but I do want to stress that there's much more to do down here, and we let you play in the sandbox. You can come to LowSec Camp and do whatever you want. Don't feel forced to get into PvP if that's not what you want. But if you do, man, that's the best opportunity in the uni right now. So things you can do regarding PvP. Standard baiting, you'll see this a lot. We'll have somebody sitting around Haggler, which typically has quite a bit of pirates going through it. And they'll get point on somebody, and then we'll come and steamroll them. It is fun, it's entertaining. We lose lots of baiting ships, but everybody learns quite a bit typically from it. Small gang roams, I mean, those can start anywhere, but we do have them usually daily. Sometimes we'll take out a fleet of destroyers and go suicide gank. Well, not technically suicide gank, but if we see a flashy pirate in the area, we've been known to take a fleet of destroyers and go and swarm and kill a Vagabond and get out and lose a destroyer or two, and our risk ratio is just, you know, in the thousands of percent. It's great taking down a 200 million-esque ship with a 200, or taking a 200 million-esque ship down with a 2 million-esque ship. Gate camping? We don't gate camp all that much, other than perhaps the Haggate and Deudreda. But it's definitely viable. It would definitely be viable up in the Thalen O2 area, which is just a couple jumps out. Large fleet roams. These do occur every now and then in camp, and a lot of times we announce them in Alliance, which we're getting much better at, which is great. A large fleet roam from LowSec Camp is just like any other one out of Aldrat. And like I said, that we're announcing them in Alliance more, so you should be aware of them. Solo roams and engagements. These are tons of fun, and one of the things that I love doing the most. One of the things LowSec Camp can teach you is just how to get comfortable in LowSec. Get used to using your gate cloak when you jump through a gate to your advantage, and realizing that, you know, space isn't this dangerous insta-pop place. Regarding solo roams engagements, we at the camp, it's an unwritten policy to honor all 1v1s. If you make, or any other arranged fight, if you make an arranged fight, you are expected to honor it. If you are talking with, we used to do this with Space Police, it hasn't happened much lately, and things kind of gone downhill with some of them, but we'd arrange like 5 vs 5 cruiser fights or something similar, and I haven't heard of them not being honored, but if they do, let us know, and we'll set the status of that pilot appropriately. But if you're going to 1 vs 1 somebody, typically you'll drop a fleet and fleet up with that person and do your 1 vs 1. Just let the camp know that you're doing so. So if they're permaflashy, our guys won't take the opportunity to hit them. So A little recap here. A good portion of the players of the LSC are here for PvP and here to gain experience in solo or fleet combat. One of the most important lessons you can learn is to be calm and patient. You'll quickly realize who some of the veterans are, and a lot of things they say may not be what you would typically intuitively want to do, but it's a good idea to listen to their advice and respect that they've been here a while and have a good idea of what's going on and what's going to happen if you run charging at somebody or something similar. Lady Grace says, is there a link to good ship fits for the camp? Not currently. The Uni Wiki does have some fits, but they are mostly large fleet engagement fits. I'm hoping to finish up a wiki page on the camp here and get it going. Hopefully we'll have some fits to work towards. More Tech 2 style fits, but of course, if you don't have any Tech 2 items, you just fit the best that you can to work towards them. Living in LoSec, LoSec's a lot different to HiSec in many ways. The first problem you'll find is that the local market is not as stocked as you're used to in HiSec. In fact, it's typically not stocked much at all. Usually you need to haul most of the items down yourself or ask a fellow Unista to do it for you. I'll pimp Gideon Tyler's service. He will haul anything you want to LoSec camp for a nominal fee. Or you could take his class and learn to do it yourself. A lot of the Unistas currently living in LoSec camp have all their assets down here in order to more effectively react to certain situations. If you need to refit your ship or change to a different ship depending on the situation, it's good to have some options down here. The LSC also has a hangar, which is located at the Republic Military School in Dudreda, which has some ship holes and fittings to save players a trip to HiSec. Items from here can be taken at your leisure if you need to change fits. It is expected that anything you take you're planning on using at that moment, and just be respectful with a hangar. Also, the main camp address. I'll post that in Fleet here. That is where camp is located. Republic Military School, Planet 6, Moon 4, Dudreda. And the fleet should be in Fleet Finder 23-7, excluding downtime, of course. Currently, I will point out that I have a Intro to LoSec class fleet up. It should be open join. If you're planning on heading down to LoSec camp after this class, you can join it now, or just wait. Even if you're not coming and you have the opportunity to join it, though, I wouldn't mind if you did, because I have it set up how the camp should be formatted. Now, of course, the camp fleet goes down every day at downtime, and it has to be restarted after downtime, so that's not a time I usually play, so I don't know how quickly it is usually back up, but if you don't see the advert anywhere, anybody who is participating in camp can feel free to start up their fleet. They should follow the instructions in the camp announcement post on how the fleet needs to be formatted, and how to set up the advert so that everybody can join and all the details are hidden. Arthurus says, if I'm a new uni member 4 days in with a Drake with T1 fits, can I join? The Drake with T1 fits is a non-issue. You could bring that. That's no issue. A new uni member 4 days in, though, you have the fresh title before you can join camp, which I believe is automatically given after about a week or so. So this gives you a chance to take some classes and get some experience in EVE, and hopefully get on a announced realm. And that's announced in Alliance to get an idea of how fleets and university are run. Maxman does say bring something cheaper in that Drake. Yes, I recommend first time out here. Bring something small, unless you have 30 Drakes sitting in your hangar and don't care if you lose one. Hey. That's part of it. Fly what you can afford. regarding living in LOSEC, some of the things that you can do to lower the risk of living there. Doing anything in LOSEC comes with an inherent risk attached to it, but there are many tools and techniques to reduce that risk. Some of those tools are D-Scan. This is one of the most important tools that you will learn how to use in EVE, especially regarding PvP. D-Scan will just open your eyes to being able to find ships in space. There is a D-Scan 101 course coming up. I don't have the link. I just recommend you check the class forum and check that out. I believe there's a whole slew of classes that guy's giving that day, including skirmishing and scouting. D-Scan 101, I would rate up there as possibly one of the most important classes that you can take in the university. Using local, you should, this is not something you must do, but is a recommendation, is you should have local in a separate window, separate from all of your other chats, open very tall and very skinny. I recommend using the, I forget what it's called now, but the list of everybody that's in system. You can make it micro or one line. I recommend doing that. Make sure you don't have pictures on when people are talking. Basically, nobody cares what's set in local. You just want to have local up so that you can see a list of everybody in system. This makes it real easy because you can double-click on somebody in system, and it brings up their profile page, and you can see their security status, which we know that that's pretty important. If they're less minus 5 or less, that means that they are perma-flashy, and then when you see them on grid, you can shoot them. So this lets you find out how many targets are in system. It also tells you their corporation standing. If they're minus 5 or minus 10 to the university, you can shoot them whether they're flashy or not, as long as you're not worried about taking a GCC penalty. And also gives you an idea of how old their character is. You can get all sorts of information. But it's great to see as many people in local as possible so you don't miss anybody. Bookmarks. Bookmarks are very, very important in LOSEC. Anybody who's not in university is a potential threat. So some good bookmarks to have are on-grid tacticals on a gate. This is a bookmark greater than 150 km away from a gate. This allows you to warp to that bookmark, which should put you far away from anybody who may be on the gate. And it also puts you far enough away from the gate that you can then warp into the gate. You don't have to slowboat there, unlike warping to a gate at 100, then you have to bounce away to get back to the gate. Another good bookmark to have is what's called an instant undock, which you undock from a station, and then you manually pilot your ship straight ahead in the straight out of the instant undock to a point that is greater than 150 km away. This allows you to undock and then warp to that point, and you are already aligned that way due to undocking, and you always undock from a station in the same direction. So you can basically enter warp before anybody has a chance to target you. Mid-safes, I'm not going to go over how to create all these bookmarks, but mid-safes, off-grid tacticals, deep safes, bookmarks are very important to have in nearly every system that you plan on going to. Be aligned when you're flying through LOSEC. Typically, if you are in LOSEC and in space, you are either going to be sitting on the undock of a station, sitting within jump range of a stargate, or aligned towards another celestial. Even if you're in a deep safe and think you're safe, be aligned somewhere so if somebody scans you down, pops up on grid with you, you can warp out instantly. And be on mumble. This is a requirement to be on mumble. You don't have to necessarily be in the camp channel, but you should be able to jump there in a very short period of time. And I highly recommend that if you are in camp, you stay in the camp channel. We have quite a few comms rules. They're listed on the main camp post. I recommend that you read those. This has been a tender issue in the past with people not following comms discipline. Standard comms in camp is open, which doesn't mean it is anarchic. It's not anarchy going on in there, but everybody is free to talk. If a situation comes up, somebody who is either fleet boss or has decided to step up and take Camp FC, which is kind of rolling. Anybody who, if there nobody has stated that they are FC, anybody can come up and say, "I want to take this engagement. I'd like to FC it." And if they, if we get into a battle situation, combat comms comes on, and only that FC should be giving orders. And unless you're answering a question from him, you should stay quiet till the situation has come to a conclusion. Again, more details are in that camp post, which there's plenty of rules in there. You need to be very familiar with it before coming out to camp to avoid any issues. Some of the local pirates in our area, down in Dudreda and the surrounding systems, several groups that know our tactics very well, and you should always be very careful when engaging. They usually know what's coming and think they have enough to take it. They know that a single Myrmidon sitting on a gate in Hagular is uni bait. So if they engage you, they have their blob waiting to take out our blob. So these guys are Smacked Alliance, Space Police, Smacked Alliance. I believe they're from down Ivadi area, Tota Frauen around there. Space Police, they live in Hagular. They're around Ragnarg O2 area. Old Miners, they are in the back pocket of Dudreda. Something posing as Meat, I believe they're up in O2 Thalen area. And Sicarius, who we just see them are all around, actually. The Bastards should also be on this list, and they live in Ivadi and surrounding systems, along with Las Chupacabras. Bastards are a very prominent pirate corp. They do ransoms. They make lots of money off it. They are very proficient, especially with battlecruiser gangs. A little overview of the camp hangar. Like I said before, take what you need as you need it, but if we see somebody constantly stripping us of our T2 stuff, you'll get a private convo for sure. So if you just lose a ship, feel free to refit it if the items are there. If you're missing a gun or two, you know, take them from the camp container, but be responsible about it and realize that somebody else may be in more need in a dire time than where you are now. So there is a container in there called Deposit Items. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you don't know where something goes and you want to put it in the hangar, you first repair it. Second, you repackage it, and third, you deposit it in the deposit items container for sorting. This greatly helps our hangar managers that are sorting all of the stuff so that you have quick and easy access to it. All right, and I've got a post here of how to get to camp. And it didn't format itself very quickly, or very, very quickly, very well. But step one, how to get to camp, set your destination to Dudreda. Manually fly yourself to Bay. Bay is the last HiSec system on the way to camp. Once you're in Bay, you should get into LoSec Camp Mumble, which we have our own channel. It's down in the island section with the other fleets. Once you're in Bay, speak up in Mumble and ask for eyes on the Bay Gate in Hagular. And somebody will come out there in a cloaky, or they'll have a cloaky alt, and get you eyes. Regarding for asking in Mumble, though, once you jump into the Camp Mumble channel, hang on for a second or two. Wait a minute. Get an idea of what's going on in camp. If people are just BSing and talking and nothing serious is going on, feel free to pipe up and ask for eyes. If it sounds like there's a combat situation or there's not a lot of pauses in between, hang on and wait for that to subside, or in fleet chat, go ahead and just type in there if you can get eyes. Dreadnought says, "Is there a POS in LoSec Camp?" No. No uni POS there. The station that I posted at, Republic Military School, is just our home station. Yes, there are a lot of other POSes in LOSEC, and another issue with being in LOSEC versus HISEC, if that's what you're used to, is never warp yourself to a moon in LOSEC. There are POSes there. They are armed. They will shoot you. They will pop you very quickly. And they will probably warp disrupt you so that you can't warp away either. You'll die a horrible death. It will be posted on the kill board that you get popped by a POS, and everybody will laugh at you. I'm sorry, that's just the way things are. Chain of command in LOSEC camp. This is posted, it's actually the second post on the introductory post, the camp staff. And I'm going to see if this will copy and paste. Well, probably won't. Oh, hey, that formatted great. Event host, myself, as posted. The camp liaisons, Capri Camper Shore and Skizzix. These guys, if they're online, you can ask them any questions. If there's an issue with a camp member and they're online, you can get to them. Just anything in general. If I'm not online and they are, you can get a hold of them. Logistics personnel. These are the guys maintaining our hangar and the items within. Edward, Calamar, and Athelstan. They'll also be implementing the ship replacement program once it gets approved. Educators. Sketchy, Celine, Edward, Antana, and Hidanmi. These are guys that have volunteered to run some mini classes in camp. There will be a shakeup here of staff, especially with the NullSec camp coming up. So expect this to change here shortly in the future. I expect a lot of the veterans will be heading out to NullSec, and as such, staff will change based on that. I also added a couple stories around the campfire, some AARs of some interesting fleets that we had down in camp, specifically which takedown of a Moros that we had and a takedown of a Thanatos that was camping our station. We also have a nice video of the Moros takedown by Capri Camper. I do want to point out that that staff list is just of, I guess, my helpers to help manage this camp and make sure any issues are taken care of. If any of you have an issue with one of the liaisons, logistics personnel, or educators, feel free to send myself, Shugana, a forum PM would be best. Best way to get a hold of me. And also, if there's just any general issues, questions with camp, feel free to forum PM Shugana. That's and I'll respond to every one of your mails. So if you guys have an issue with me, the next up is Berfion Izu. Terribly hard name to pronounce, so you can just call him Bear or Barf, I don't know. And he's logged off, so I can't even link his name. Alright, Berfion's the events manager. So if anybody has an issue, a severe issue with camp or with myself or any of the liaisons or anybody, feel free to send him a forum PM. And our director sponsor, who you should probably not bother unless you have a real severe issue, is Gibson Thunderbird. Yes, if you have a box of Cheez-Its, Gibson will bend over for you and, you know, boot anybody from camp you want or, you know, give you free ships. I don't know. All right, that's all I have for class. I will answer any questions that you guys have about LOSEC camp now. Lloyd Smith, I take it you did not try to chain farm your rats down there then? We've been known to. There's usually not a whole bunch of us that go chain ratting, but I mean, it is feasible. Chain ratting is basically not killing all of the rats in a belt. You go there and you pop the battleship and then move on to the next belt and leave all of the cruisers or frigates that are around, so that way the battle cruiser or the battleship will respawn, which has a higher risk bounty.
it's quite hard to have to very aggressively manage the system you're doing, because the other unis tend to like to come around and kill everything.
Oh, Cakewalk says that new mechanics don't allow for chain riding after the patch. I did not know that.
The question about out-of-corp alts. Out-of-corp alts can be used as long as they never appear on any kill mails.
Yes, an out-of-corp alt can be used for punting or scouting.
Or boosting.
Oh yeah.
My out-of-corp alt is now a perfect skirmish booster.
Punting is using the squad warp or wing warp function. Usually a scout will be put as the fleet commander or wing commander, and then they will scan somebody down or get into a good location, and basically wing warp or fleet warp the fleet to that location. It's called punting. Burlington, will rules be updated to reflect what?
The IPD court residence. That's up to Keldon.
Yeah, there's probably going to be some slight changes, possibly with the fleet advert. I need to figure out how that's going to be handled with allowing just people in this corp in, or the new universities, the Russian, German speaking, and whatever the other one is. Betty Blade says, to join the camp, do we need a prior arrangement or just show up in system? You can just show up in system as long as you meet the requirements. Like I said, during class, your best bet is to head to bay and then ask for eyes, and we'll make sure that it is safe for you to jump on through. Yes, the event is ongoing. It's not like a traditional event where there's a start and a finish. We're always out there. So, unless there's a major event in the university going on, you know, usually the LSC is not abandoned. There's always people out there hanging on, doing stuff. Another thing, since there's a lull in the questions here, I do want to say that the LOSA camp is not for everybody. It is definitely a more do-your-own-thing style event and fleet for PvP and PvE than what you'd probably be used to or is typical in the university. I did mention, you know, don't expect your hand to get held. There are bait tactics going on all the time, with, you know, a fleet standing behind and somebody baiting. In that case, it's a little more typical. There'll be semi-comms. And if there's a group of people that have a purpose, they're specifically trying to go after somebody, or they're going on a couple jumps away from what's considered the local Deuterata area, which is defined in the introductory post, you'll actually join a different comms and possibly a different fleet if that works for you, but definitely different comms so that you can maintain a disciplined comm system while the main camp, which may not be doing PvP, you know, they may be doing PI somewhere, or, you know, there may be a couple guys riding somewhere or whatnot, or people just talking about, you know, local politics or something. So that way people can be doing different things in camp. Just try to remember that what may be super important to you at that moment may not be important to everybody in camp. People can be doing different things. Wendigo, did you cover asking questions in Mumble public chat comms? Not sure exactly how you want me to respond to that, other than just make sure that there's not a combat comm situation going on before you just pipe up. Other than that, though, it's completely open comms. You can treat it almost as a public lounge. There's been people asking about camp in public chat channel in the actual public lounge. Feel free to point them to the introductory post, and if they have any questions, contact somebody that's on the list of staff, I guess.
And in general, if it's on the public threads about the camp, you can probably tell them that.
Yeah, don't tell them if the camp is, you know, hunting down a target or something like that. That's OPSEC. But, yeah, general information about how the camp operates or where it is, what requirements there are to join. That's all open, available, open knowledge. Gore asks if there's many people on the recon program. We have yet to award one of the faction mods. I know North has gotten quite a few requests, but nobody's met all the requirements yet. It is pretty well funded, so yeah, I'm anxiously awaiting some people to get some free stuff. I need to get rid of some of this that's building up. Yeah, Data says it's like seek and destroy fleeting, but everyone's looking unless we find targets and it gets more organized. That's true. Most people are doing their own thing. When somebody gets somebody either tackled or they notice somebody's kind of hunting them, then we start to form up usually and get some backup going. So I actually need to find a great, great post that Mick Snarf had that has caused a little firestorm and argument about the different styles of PvP in the uni, but I think it's pretty productive. Here it is. And this is regarding the, you know, camps not for everybody. It's pretty accurate. Right now, the island still, things are being shaken down on it, and it's not really completely active. But soon, the university is going to have all sorts of options for your style of PvP. They may be the camp. It may be the Losa camp. Maybe the Nosa camp. It may be just the island operating out of Aldrat. So, if the LSE isn't your cup of tea, you know, hopefully you'll have a lot more options here shortly. Anybody who is interested on heading down to camp, I have the intro to LoSec camp fleet up, and there is an advert. Any questions on how to find that fleet advert, pipe up in class.euni. Yes, you can get the structured environment out of LSC if you just wait for it. This may mean that you are station spinning for a while, but remember that is your choice. If that's what you would like to do, do so. But please don't dock up in station and spin and wait for a roam in Losa camp and then complain about how boring it is. There's other things to do. Make your own choices and live with them. Yes, Kieran, I would send a PM to the titles manager and see what's going on with that, because you definitely should have a title. And I would say that you are more than welcome in Losa camp, even though you do not have the freshman title. If anybody questions you on that, just tell them that I said you could come in, and I'll take care of it if they go further.
Yeah, you're old enough to be grandfathered in under the rules that said that anybody who was at the camp before the rules changed could stay there.